When city manager Vinny Carrazza submitted his resignation on August 18th, he originally planned to stay in his position until October 9th. However, a week after his resignation, he went on personal leave, a move earlier approved by the city council. That would have put Carrazza back in charge for a while after he returned. Councilmember Hugh Diment said that schedule would not be in the best interest of the city.
I think the idea of the city manager being on leave and then coming back for 3 weeks is nonsensical.
So the city voted to take Carrazza's powers away, effective immediately. He'll be placed on paid administrative leave following his personal leave so that he remains a city employee until his chosen end date of October 9th. That way, he hits 6 months of service with the city, and he only has to pay back 75% of his $20,000 relocation bonus rather than all of it. Aside from considerations for the departing city manager, Diment said he was thinking about Bethel residents.
I think it actually does protect the citizens of Bethel the best. It reduces chances of litigation, and it allows us to get someone in place really immediately.
City Clerk Lori Strickler is currently filling in the city manager's immediate duties, with a plan to find a longer-term replacement soon. Council members chose to advertise a position for 3 weeks, after which they'll choose an acting city manager. At the same time, the city will rehire executive search firm GovHR to find a permanent replacement. Council members went this route because it often takes months to find a permanent city manager. It took almost a year to find Carrazza. The council concluded the meeting with an action to hire attorneys and accountants to look into the city administration's handling of personnel matters, general finance, and the management of its CARES Act funding. The idea is to use CARES Act money to pay for the investigation. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.